Thanks, Romeo. I'm here at the Hall at Patriot Place with a group of lovely students from Exeter West Greenwich High School. Hi, everybody. How's everybody feeling? We good? We're excited. Can you help me welcome Malcolm Butler, everybody? Yeah. How are you? Take a seat, my friend. How are you?
I'm good.
You feeling good? Feeling great?
Yes, ma'am.
Big wins? Love
yes, ma'am.
It?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, first off, I love that you call me ma'am. That's yes. So sweet. I can't call you sir, though, because
okay.
I feel old.
Okay.
All right. So, I like to consider myself a hard worker with good work ethic, but you pretty much kill me in that. Talk about, like, you know, I know you stopped playing football for a while, came back up, now you're in the NFL. Like, talk to me about that.
You know, I sort of got off on, like, the wrong track. I wasn't doing things right, and, you know, I just finally got to a point where I was like, I want to do right. I want to do the right thing. I want to be somebody, and I just started being committed to playing football and just believed in everything worked in place, just hard work and dedication, and it worked out well for me.
I love that. Yeah. You're in the NFL, and I mean, for these kids, they obviously aspire to be something like that. Give me three things that you could, you know, just talk to them about that they would do to get to where you are today.
I mean, you just got to have a mindset of knowing what you want to do. And if you know what you want to do, you can do it. And no matter what nobody says, it's all up to you. So it's just dedication and hard work and just believing you'll be where you want to be.
I think it's an interesting fun fact, too, that most interviews where coaches are asked about you, they say the same thing, that nobody works harder than that kid. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to put in, man, my bad. But nobody works harder. I think for me, that would be absolutely something I'd want to say about me. So props to you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I consider myself the would you rather queen. I love good would you rather questions. So I got some for you.
Okay.
Are you ready? These are going to get a little crazy. So bear with me. Would you rather drink a cup of spoiled milk or pee your pants in public?
Oh.
Ugh. Both really not good. I mean, let's be honest here.
I'm going to have to drink that milk.
You're going to drink that spoiled milk. That makes me want to gag a little bit. Okay. Have you had Cheetos and got the Cheetos fingers? Okay. Would you rather have Cheetos fingers for the rest of your life? Like, that is not going away. Or have a popcorn kernel stuck in your teeth that you cannot remove?
Ooh, these some tough ones.
Aren't they? It's going from bad to worse.
Man. What would y'all do?
Cheetos?
I'm going to take the Cheetos because I smile and laugh a lot. I don't want to see.
Oh, there you go. Good. I like that. This is a good one. So would you rather have permanent clown face, like you constantly have the makeup on, you can't take it off, or you have to every day wear the clown outfit?
I would outfit.
You going to go with the outfit?
I would outfit.
See, I didn't think you were going to pick that with those shoes. I can tell you got some style about you.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. All right, Malcolm, that's going to do it for me. But we do have some questions from the students at EWG. Come on.